Today will be Ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Memvav and Masechta Pesachim. The topics we learn about include four interpretations of the last line of the Mishnah about the Tumah status of dough in the cracks of a kli. The first Mishnah in Amud Aleph about dough that has turned white, the beginning of the leavening process, but has not yet developed cracks. A discussion of how far a person must travel in order to satisfy various responsibilities. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph and the ensuing Gemara discuss three approaches to the dilemma of somebody who is making a tameh dough on Pesach and has to figure out how to be mafresh challah without violating an isra of chametz or an isra of baking challah on Yom Tov. Why a person is permitted to cook on Yom Tov for the following Shabbos. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include betzik hacheresh is a dough that has turned white but has not developed any cracks on its surface. Tevis hanah is the gratitude one receives from the recipient of his truma. He had to give it to somebody, but since he chose to give it to this particular kohen, he receives gratitude. Hayil is the concept that we take a possible future outcome into account when evaluating a current situation. Since X can happen, we view it as if it already happened. Erev Tav Shilin. In order to permit cooking on Yom Tov for the following day, Shabbos, a person has to cook something for Shabbos before Yom Tov and dedicate that piece of food as his Erev Tav Shilin, which then permits all other preparations to be done from Yom Tov to Shabbos.